Hey everybody, John Marshall from Medscape, Georgetown University, right home after Big GI ASCO. My first plea, even though I've got some interesting data to share with you, is that would ASCO stop presenting all the abstracts at the big meeting in Chicago and instead push everybody to present their abstracts at their specialty meetings, where then we would have really good abstracts and the time to think about them and talk to each other, and then bring to the big meeting, I don't know, a top 10, top 20, or only plenary session kinds of abstracts. I think we would all benefit across all the disease groups from that kind of strategy. They'll never do it, but let's pound on them and maybe, just maybe. Great meeting. We enjoy going there together. We spend most of the time talking with each other and not seeing new science, but there is some important new science to tell you. So you all know about this PEG-PH thing, this ability to target stroma, particularly focused in pancreas cancer. And we were all excited to see what we hoped to be a positive study of FOLFIRINOX plus the PEG-PH agent. And really the surprise was that it was negative. In fact, not only a tie, it was worse if you received the experimental arm. And lots of talk about why this was. Should we now close the gem-Abraxane PEG-PH trial? I think the answer to that is no. I actually think there's differences between 5-FU-based therapy and gem-based therapy, so I'd encourage us to continue on and hopefully complete that study to see if, in fact, we'll have some benefit. But a surprise for us all and another disappointment in pancreas cancer. Turning attention to colorectal cancer, there were several, I think, important practice-changing papers that were presented. Tony Saab, our good friend down at Mayo in Arizona, presented the redose trial. This is regorafenib, randomized between starting at 160 milligrams per meter squared versus starting at 80, not per meter squared, 160 milligrams daily versus 80 milligrams daily, and then ramp up or down depending on toxicity. And lo and behold, we would have accepted a tie in that trial, been happy with that. But in fact, the low-dose regimen, start at 80 and go up, did better in terms of overall survival than the reverse. And so this is really fairly interesting and exciting data. So I think this right now justifies for most of our patients using regorafenib at 80 milligrams, see them weekly, increase the dose according to their toxicity and tolerance, and not really start at the 160. Might be a survival advantage in doing so. The second really interesting regorafenib study done by a Japanese group. Now remember, only in KRAS codon 12 mutations, so there were some other patients that might have been in the mix here. But this was a sequence question. So if you have a wild-type RAS mutation patient, which should you give first, regorafenib or cetuximab? They randomized patients between the two sequences, and much to my surprise, the regorafenib first arm did better. And it suggested that this giving regorafenib first before any GFR therapy might in fact improve outcomes. So I think this study, even though small and a randomized trial and the like, may influence practice patterns and practice guidelines and the like as we go forward. So two interesting papers around regorafenib suggesting so better dosing, easier dosing with an improved outcome sequence, which might mean using it earlier may be in fact better. More data around sightedness, probably logically right-sided stage 2 and 3 patients had a worse disease-free survival. This came out of some of the 3 versus 6 month data. Now, interestingly, 3-6 months didn't solve that. So just because you have a right-sided colon cancer doesn't mean you should give 6 months of adjuvant chemotherapy based on the big idea conglomeration, if you will. But so right-sided tumors did have a worse disease-free survival. And then I think Dr. Bendel, our good friend Dr. Bendel, updated us on the cobimetinib atezolizumab study in microsatellite stable colon cancers. And actually, as more patients have been accrued, the response rate has fallen. So we're less excited than we were when we first heard about the data, but there's a lot more data to come in that space. So keep watching. We're hoping we can convert some microsatellite stable patients with colon cancer into immunoactive tumors. So good meeting, some interesting data, some practice-changing data, but please, oh please, ASCO, push all the abstracts out to the disease-specific meetings, and then we promise we'll bring the best of our stuff to Chicago. John Marshall for Medscape.